Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joe, we're jumping back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. The Miami Hurricanes and North Carolina Tar Heels play a football game Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Don Bailey Jr. going to be on the call here for 560. The Joe, DBJ, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm great, man. I'm great. Looking forward to this ball game. Joe,
Talking. I'm in the same company. I'm your friggin' neighbor.
I know, bro. I know. Joe, the only thing I wish that happened to me last week is I was in that car riding home with you guys from Tampa. that cured a lot of problems.
My God.
Were those lies, bro? There were some lies going on in that car.
There was some rip storming going on in that place.
Do those guys know
who each other? Let me give you an example, like a cleaned up version. Those guys ever met each other on defense? They never played together before? They frigging quit. Did you see them on the sideline pouting, making that kind of, you know, money always gets brought up. Pouting, making that kind of money? And you play like that? Is there any coaching taking place? Oh, God, it was great. Yeah.
And then the ADD sets in and they go, hey, Joe, when's the last time you saw this one? What's going on here? What's going on with the
ADD? Yeah.
How happy are you not going to London there, man? Did you get out of that deal?
No, I'm a very happy human being right now. There's no question. Right. God bless him. Go over there and play really hard and go get him, guys. And, yeah, but I'm that's fine when they called and said you'll stay here and do the game. I don't think Jimmy and Jason and Joe were like, damn, we really wanted to go over there for that quick trip. All right, so how you holding up, by the way, with this thing? And I know you've had to do some coaches shows, and you know what's out there. The sad part is I figured this was going to take place where you had to have one-on-one meetings with guys pouting, guys he's hearing rumors, guys want to leave, and older guys going to lose some playing time because they're not very good. And now he's got to put together this team for this game.
Well, I think what you're seeing here is some of the effects of having, you know, a lot of guys came back. I think that was a good thing. But I don't know that a lot of guys realized that the guys that he brought in were that good. You know what I mean? And I think what we're seeing is the younger guys and some guys in between, not just freshmen, are starting to gain experience or starting to gain confidence in themselves. And you're really going to start seeing some guys step up. I think the biggest spot, you know, where we see this is the receiver position. And to think about it, this tells me that something's getting done right somewhere, because a year ago, this conversation was the receiver room is struggling. The receiver room's dropping balls. The receiver room's got no competition. The receiver room is all these negative things. Now you start looking at that receiver room and you're going, wow, they got three or four young guys who look pretty good. This Restrepo guy looks like he can do good, and Romello can do good, and we got Smith and Rambo are about as fast as we've had, and I start seeing a turnaround in that, and really there's no argument. I mean, that's the thing that's beautiful about competition and football especially, is that locker room knows the truth. So if somebody's going to be sat down, it's not because they're a favorite or they're disliked, it's because they are not the right player are not ready at this time. And I think that makes it all tolerable. So what happens in all this? Guys are having to readjust their minds and readjust their roles and find out where they can get playing time. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. And the off week, I hope, came at the right time. And I know Manny grinded them pretty good, you know, after the UVA game, the real off week. I know they went at it physically. I know they went at it in conditioning wise. And he wanted to see who was gonna buy in and who wasn't. And I think that it's starting to sort itself out. Unfortunately, Joe, you know, you lose De'Aaron King, and that bothers me. You know, that breaks my heart for the kid. I mean, he is such a competitor and such a team guy and such a person that can control the whole locker room and the classroom and the. And to not have him playing, it just bugs me. And it's a part of the game, and everybody knows that. But that's the only thing that really bothers me.
Well, Don, with that said, Tyler Van Dyke, it's his team the rest of the season, all these ACC games coming up with the ACC still on the line. What do you think? And what do you think you're going to see out of Tyler Van Dyke, not just this week, but going forward?
You know, every week, I think probably at least for the month of October, maybe for the rest of the year, it's going to be to be determined. And what I mean by that is, it's what are the defenses going to give them? You know, I think Tyler Van Dyke is a hardworking guy. He has shown that I think he's got the respect of everybody in that team, in that locker room, because of how hard he works from the day he got there, how much time he puts in, stays after, does whatever he's got to do to get better, and he studies the game. Now, you know, the first time around, where's he getting his recall from? I mean, there was no recall from Central Connecticut State to UVA. There might be a little recall from UVA to now his first game on the road at North Carolina. So he's going to have to adjust, but he's smart. And I think, you know, the advantage to me is Coach Lashley understands him and understands what you have to do to get a freshman quarterback through these growing pains. But I think he's got talent. I think it's impressive. In two football games, he has not turned the football over. I was glad to see that he can run the football, even though it's not real pretty. But he can run it, and he can get himself out of trouble. And I think he's got a monster arm. And they're going to have to change the offense a little bit to protect him and make sure that we do the things that he does best. But he's our guy. I mean, it's him. It's not like he's number – we're going to try it this week or this series. This is the guy until – I don't even know. Maybe November. Maybe the rest of the year. So you got to protect him, and you got to help him succeed.
Don, what happened to Will Mallory? In your opinion, I thought maybe he lost some confidence catching the football a little bit with some of the drops and just the way he was looked like, whether he's going to hand catch it or catch it in the body. What are your thoughts on what has happened? It's been one of the great mysteries on this team.
I agree with you, Joe. I think he has lost confidence and that's a shame. I will tell you that he has improved his blocking, and he is not a blocker. You know, I mean, that wasn't his gig, right? He's not a guy that you connect to the tackle and you can double team and get movement and all this. He's a guy that will pester block you, but he's not that way. But I think he's lost some confidence. I think, you know, we talk about adjustments. He was a guy that was with Brevin Jordan, and, you know, they were the Batman and Robin at tight end, and it worked. You know, Brevin brought the energy, and when Brevin was covered, you know, Will was a guy that – and now he's the guy. And he, you know, I'm sure, like all these young kids do, they put a lot of pressure on themselves, and it's what's affecting him, because it's not the guy that I saw 3 years ago or 2 years ago or last year. And the drops, I guess they get in your head. I never had that, you know, had to deal with that. You maybe had to deal with that. I don't know. But he's not the same guy. But I will say that he's working through it. And there's no attitude issue. He's taking responsibility for it. He's at practice. He's grinding. He's on the field. He's doing what he has to do. And most of the time you snap out of it. You know, I don't know when, but most of the time you do snap out of it. But he is not himself, and he's not what we expected him to be.
What will the starting five on the offensive line look like this week?
That's a good question. So 60, Zion Nelson, your left tackle. This week, he looked better to me than he's looked all season. And the reason is, you know, he had that knee. He only practiced about 8 days in all of fall camp, and he had a knee procedure. and he's over it. And he's bending better. It doesn't look like he's favoring that leg at all. And he's in the best position that I've seen him. Donaldson, believe it or not, I think he's actually doing a better job of getting his weight under control. I'm afraid to ask him, but where are you with this? But he looks like he's starting to settle in at left guard. That's a position he hadn't played a lot of. When you go to Jakai Clark, you lost Corey Gaynor. And let me throw this out at you. Against Virginia, you had 10 starters out. And Corey Gaynor's a captain. Derek King's a captain. Two of those guys are out in that football game. And the loss of Corey Gaynor to me was substantial because he really helped the quarterback and made all the line calls. But Jakai Clark has stepped in, and I don't think there's going to be much of a step, a drop off with him there. I like him. And Scaife is a guard, and Jared Williams, last week graded out very, very well. His best game since he's been at Miami, and maybe in his 30 starts in college football. So they're coming together. It's the second start, I believe, with this group, and I think that's important. And they got to protect the quarterback and try and penetrate that North Carolina defense a little bit to give some kind of running game.
I wasn't sure if he was talking about the Dolphins or the Canes when he just said, I swear to God. Feel like I've been talking about that for like a month.
Eerie comparison, yeah. Right?
Oh,
eerie
man.
Coincidence between both these teams.
And they spent millions of dollars putting that offensive line together, right? I mean, scouting and this one and first picks and second picks. It's a tough deal. But when it clicks, it clicks. And it's just – it's got to click. And that's what I think they're getting closer and closer to. And a lot of it has to do, I think, with Zion Nelson going to be healthy or more healthy.
Don, North Carolina, by the way, came into the season as one of the favorites in the ACC. They have struggled. Sam Howell came into the season as a guy that could have been a top pick in the draft. He has struggled. What have you seen by just seeing a little bit of the tape from North Carolina and what this team could – or what could happen this weekend to Miami with this team?
This team can put 59 on you in a bat of an eye. They've done it twice this year already. They put 59 points on the board. They put 38 points on the board. And don't let anybody fool you that Sam Howell ain't the star of the show. I think the two best football players and the two most productive football players on the field are going to be Sam Howell and Josh Downs, their slot receiver. I believe in Sam Howell since the day I saw him play the first time. He's a tough, hard-nosed guy. This guy's got 84 touchdown passes already and only 19 picks. And this is in his career, and he's their second leading rusher, and he will truck you. He will put his shoulder down. He doesn't care. He'll sacrifice his body. I love the way the guy plays. I really do. So I think he's doing everything he can do, but they lost some talent now. They lost a couple receivers that got drafted. They lost the third and the fifth pick in the NFL draft at running back. So it's kind of the Sam Howell show and Josh Downs show, where last year they had Howell, and they had two receivers and two running backs. So they're kind of making this thing go on their own. But they're going to, obviously, if I'm them, I'm going to see if Miami can stop the counterplay. That's the first thing I do, and I run that thing until they prove that Miami can stop it. And that's the play that hurt them the most last year. And I know Miami's been working on it, so hopefully that pays off.
Hey, Don, I want to ask you a question that popped up. This is just so we talked about Wiggins and Pope, and they have nobody to blame but themselves for the amount of drop balls and being inconsistent. That has nothing to do with coaching. You can either catch a football or you don't in different situations. So, but what about tackling? Is tackling on a player thing, or is that more about coaches teaching? I'm just curious what your take is on the tackling.
So I think it's a combination. I believe you have to drill it. I believe you have to constantly drill it. I have to believe it's a technique. There's technique involved in it. But on the other side of it, I really think the great tacklers enjoy it. I really do. I think that those guys, you can't convince me that the great linebackers in the league or the great safeties in the league don't enjoy hitting somebody as hard as they can and seeing who doesn't get up. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think there's something to that. And I don't know, you can teach and coach and talk and technique tackling to death, but if you don't love it and you don't love hurting yourself every time you hit somebody, I don't think you're going to be great at it. And you go down the list. The first thing that comes to my mind on the Dolphins is Zach Thomas, right? Undersized. Not 50 reasons why he can't be, why he's not, couldn't be a great football player in the National Football League, except one. He would hit you every single time as hard as he could, and he found a way to get there. And I think it goes both ways. I think you've got to teach it and rep it and drill it and do everything you have to do. But you got to find guys that love it and understand it, because there is an art to it, but you got to understand how to explode into somebody. You have to have, and it hurts to tackle. Everybody acts like the guy that's getting tackled receives the pain. I think it hurts on both sides.
You know, it's funny you said that, because it seems like a lot of guys, you watch these NFL games and college football games, there's some business decisions being made by some guys that aren't late in the game. Like, why am I trying to tackle this big monster? He can dip his shoulder on me and make the damn highlight reel and be on ESPN. I'm going to let this guy go. This is what you call a half-ass effort right here.
Oops, bad angle. Sorry, bad angle.
Jump on his back when he goes by, yeah.
I look at this tackling deal, and the first guy I go to is Amari Carter, right? The Miami's Amari Carter, the playing striker. Went from safety. He's had about 15 ejections for targeting, and he loves it. I mean, you don't have any issues with him tackling. I mean, nope. he wants to put somebody out of the game this week and next week.
Right.
And I think there's something to be said about that.
Don, he should have played on our teams. He'd have been fine.
Right.
He'd have been in the Pro Bowl, wouldn't he, Joe? He'd have been in the Pro Bowl.
Just hit somebody. That guy would. Are you kidding me? Oh, they'd have been applauding for him.
He might not know his own name right now, but he'd have been in the Pro Bowl.
He'd have a couple Pro Bowls, though. That's it.
Hey, right. Hey, that's Amari over there. He didn't know who you are, but I'll tell you what. Right. He was a hitting machine right there. Oh, you are too much.
He thinks you're his elementary school teacher.
Don, thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
have a good trip.
You're welcome.
We'll have a drink together when it's all said and done, man.
Please, both need it
at this point. Don Billy Jr. joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. 3:30 kickoff on Saturday, 11:30 pregame with Hollywood at that point also. But we have another football game on Sunday as well, Dolphins and Jags, 9:30 kickoff. Injury report has come out, and it's brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Joe, yesterday on the injury report, not great news. Xavien Howard, Devontae Parker, 2 days in a row, did not participate. Limited in action was Adam Shaheen, Byron Jones, Jacoby Brissett, and Preston Williams joined that list yesterday also as limited in practice. That is Dolphins-Jaguars kickoff 9:30 Sunday morning from London. Injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
All right. Hey, listen, we'll get more into that, and especially for Preston Williams, who's used up all his injured reserve days.
Right. No more days left, right?
No more missed games.
I mean, Joe, come on.
We got to get a surgery. So, I mean, you got to play. I mean, yeah.
Geez.
You got to play.
Are you hurt,
man,
or are you injured?
It's a great opportunity, man. You might be playing a lot of football. Hey, speaking of that, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, because when it gets close to the weekend, I know a lot of families going to start looking around for that new car, truck, or SUV. And I love telling everybody about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I really do. I love talking about great products, and I've watched over the last 10 or 11, 12 years now with Chevy as these products have gotten better and better and better. People are talking about the great look. Boy, the SUVs especially. I start with the SUVs, and I start with the big guys, because the Tahoes and Suburbans are fantastic. They really are. Got a brand new look in 21, but not just that. They have more space for you and your family. And how about the midsize SUV, that new Traverse? Makes every drive so much fun. Spacious enough to accommodate the big family. And you talk about style. Wow, does it look good. And then our smaller SUV. Saw a bunch of them yesterday. The Equinox SUV. For people who like the smaller SUV, but you still need a lot, still want to be comfortable, still need all the other things with substance, well, we got it for you, man, with that Equinox SUV. And then I started talking about these Trailblazers. My kids are in love with the Trailblazers. So this weekend, I'm going out looking for Trailblazers. I got to tell you something. They are fantastic. Couldn't believe the room in them. And what a price. Boy, if you are price sensitive right now, That might be just the one for you. And Silverado trucks, we've got so many trucks. I have to tell you, when Chevy's got a lot of something, they want to move it. They want to give you the best deal possible this weekend when you stop by. You talk about trucks, strong, durable trucks. Silverado's hard to beat, and we got the perfect truck for you and your family and your working lifestyle, man. We got it all. We really do. This weekend, while you're looking around, make sure you put South Florida Chevy dealers on that list. Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love with a couple of test drives this weekend at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, it's a Dolphins Friday here on 560 WQAM. We are the home of the Miami Dolphins, sponsored by Gunther Kia. Get your new Kia with Gunther Plus at Gunther Kia or online at GuntherKia.com for car buying done your way. You got to go to Gunther. It is Dolphins Friday, Joe.
All right, listen, we've got a poll up here because you know what the football's been like for the two teams to start with Miami down here. And I'm not talking about Miami High. I'm talking about the Miami Dolphins and Miami Hurricanes. So we got a poll up at Joe Rose Show. Which game are you more worried about? The easy, one tomorrow, right, at 3:30, or the one the following day at 9:30 in the morning?
You are going to be shocked.
I'm not shocked by anything right now. The football's been equally bad.
And it's funny you said that. There's about 300-plus votes on there. It is 50% both ways.
Wow.
Like, that's what normally, you know, somebody will go, oh, it's definitely the Canes or there is a split right down the middle with these votes. 50% Canes, 50% Dolphins right
now.
Can I read you some of the replies, by the way?
Yeah.
These are fun. First reply is, we've gotten to the point where it is what it is. Hashtag don't give a bleep anymore.
Yep. By the way, that's fair.
Eric says Dolphins are terrible and Tua won't be the answer when he's good to come back.
Okay.
Joe from Jersey says they'll both lose. Can it end any other way?
Oof, God.
we had a couple of rough doubleheaders at Hard Rock on the same weekend. I can tell you that.
Big Frank says, of course, the Dolphins. Jacksonville's winning their first game.
I hope you're wrong.
God.
Someone just said Squid Games.
Oof.
That's the TV show on Netflix. I know you didn't know that.
I haven't seen it yet.
I had no idea.
Why would anyone worry about the Hurricanes at this point? And then final reply, worried about what? We suck either way.
That's fair.
God.
You asked for it.
Right.
Which game you're more worried about? Worried? I'm so past worried.
Oh. How about the hashtag don't give a bleep anymore?
You know,
that's the worst thing that
there's
can happen.
There's a chance right now, if you were to have a poll for the NFL and college football with the most disappointing teams, I think the Dolphins are clear-cut the most disappointing team. Nobody thought Detroit and Jacksonville were going to be good.
No, right. You're right there.
So, and college football, I thought with all those guys coming back off of last year minus the North Carolina blowout.
Well, it wasn't just you. What were they ranked to start the season? Was it like
14
top
or 16,
15, right?
Yep.
It just – you know, well, you know, guy got hurt or something. No, I just – it's just been – just both teams have been equally disappointing with what they've done so far. Just bad. I mean, and there's time for both, but from what you've seen, I have no problem with people call in and say I lost faith in everything, and I hear it. By the way, whatever I hear on this show gets a lot more personal when I get back. And
it's like G-rated.
Guys call and guys want to talk about it, and all have a little different philosophy on the problem. Some think it's coaching. Some think it's front office. I've been hearing a lot of this one, that Chris Greer is just too nice a general manager, and, you know, said coaches should love him. Adam and now Brian Flores, because though he comes with a guy that he likes or his staff likes, and the head coach, obviously you want him to like him. He's got to coach him.
Of course.
And we kind of like this guy more. These are guys you brought to the table, and however this thing works. But hey, Chris, the nice guy act, man. You're the GM. You're the GM. So sometimes you got to go, Adam, and now Brian. No. So I don't know if that's true. I see this vision, but you know, I'm sure Adam and Brian.
I'm sure they both love Chris Greer.
Loved him.
Yeah.
Hey, man, he's great to work with. Yeah, he's great to work with because he caves in on you. Where there's some other really good GMs that go, no, this is the guy we're taking.
Yeah, I don't.
My ass is on the line.
You want some text?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
How hard would it be to fly a Fire Greer banner in London?
That'd be
expensive.
I don't
know the logistics.
Yeah, probably expensive. Right.
If you want to do that, do it here.
Yeah. Until it gets a little cheaper. And
right. Why do you want to go over there someplace? You know, it might be a big markup over there.
It
now,
would definitely make TV.
Unless they do it. I don't know if they do it for.
But it would definitely make the TV there more
soccer
than
soccer matches
here.
Or not. But right? Maybe they're pros over there at it. Who knows?
Why would I worry about the Canes? Diaz is owned by Mac Brown. At least it's on the ACC network since I have Comcast. Are they still not carrying the ACC network, by the way?
No, they don't have it. Remember in the beginning of the season when we thought they did for like a couple days or something?
I'd think about that.
Wait,
if
so
I
we're an
it.
ACC market. The big cable company doesn't have it still?
Does not. Nope. Oh. Does not have it.
I'm going by Zach. I'm not sure.
No. I mean, it's not.
You're not sure.
It's not on.
You tried to watch a game?
Right. It's not on Xfinity.
Been able to watch the game. I don't know. I guess we don't. I never really pay attention when these games are on, what they're on. You have anything else, Woody, you want to add to the party today to try to screw up everybody?
Really.
I've been saying you can't screw up a Friday, but
late.
Listen to this show.
Too late.
Listen to this show
listen
a little
to this
bit.
Show. You've been very nasty to the people around you today.
Woody, you're not always the easiest guy to work with.
Do you remember what
I mean,
you
can
me?
Have we can have this
I
talk in
up
the
a
back.
Coldplay story because I happen to be excited their album's coming out today, and you call me a self-serving bitch. That's
well,
not
was
a nice
self-serving
thing to say to somebody.
Yeah. Self-serving is what I meant to say.
You have to. The third word is not very
there.
Nice, man.
What
I'm
else?
Sorry things are not going well for you.
You got
in
anything?
The same boat.
You got anything else?
I don't pregame see, show. I don't have to take any calls tomorrow.
I'd like to see a man up and do a postgame show. Anybody do a pregame show. I want to see a man up do the damn postgame show.
I've done that
show
for many years. It's enough.
That's when you man up is like.
I did the one last year, all right, where they lost by 100 to UNC.
Right.
I was there for that. I'll do that again.
All right, then you got your initiation in. I'm sorry. I didn't know
initiation.
That.
Joe, when was the last time the Dolphins had a good GM?
Boy, that's.
Wow, that's a great question.
You know what's so funny? Our GMs that work with Coach Shula, who had final say in everything, of course, one of the old school control things.
Right. Not that many of those guys left.
He had some good ones, man.
But think about that question, though. Like, when was the last GM here?
You know what's amazing? Think about this. Back when I played, they don't have all the stuff they have today.
Well, of course not.
They found the Don McNeils and Dwights and AJs and Bobs, Bob Baumhauer. They found those guys.
Impact players John in the Giesler. First couple rounds? Came in right away and played?
Dan Marino, Mark Duper.
What's that like?
Mark Clayton.
What's that like?
They found a team full of draft picks back then. There was no free agency.
Right.
They found those guys.
Now there's 80 more scouts, a GM, and they still can't do it. Think about that. Think about what the staff that those Dolphin teams had to scout and draft 12 rounds? 12-round drafts. And to find guys late, 12th round, 10th round, late
stop
first.
Stop with the glory days.
But I'm just trying to make a point of look at all the staff now that's here, and you can't get it right. And back then, there was just a couple guys in a room.
Who do you guys think right now has done the best job in the NFL from what we've known, what we've seen just over the last couple years?
Drafting?
A general manager that's been really good. I got one right off the top.
Who's the Chargers GM?
The Chargers GM. I don't know who it is.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not even. Herbert obviously. Fell to them. Left tackle, quarterback, pass rusher.
None of it matters.
If Derwin didn't get hurt every year, Derwin Whatever. James the impact guy.
And most importantly,
Justin
they got
Herbert.
The quarterback.
Right.
But they hit. And they hit when they hit on their first round picks.
Right.
That's hitting on your. Yeah.
Impact guys, not just hitting, Joe. Impact guys.
I just can't wait to see what this organization is going to say about at some point here. If this thing doesn't get flipped around, we're going to have this real serious talk here. Somebody's going to have to open up, and we're going to have to go, look it, we can blame coaches and we can blame the players, but we got to take a serious friggin' look at who's picking the damn players. And whatever and however we're doing it, whether we got a GM that doesn't stand up to a head coach, or if we're doing it by the group, because we can't blame Tannenbaum. He's gone.
I know. He's easy to blame.
We beat Mike Tannenbaum.
Right, he's easy to blame.
He's done. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got
text. Omar really liked your line to me about anyone can do a pregame show. By the way, I happen to know that there might be an opening for a Dolphin postgame show.
Why?
Because I was asked to do it. I politely declined, but I happen to know. Like,
anybody?
Are you available?
If anybody,
why don't you do that for 2 hours after the game?
Tell you
why
something.
Don't you take calls?
I tell you
about
what
your team.
Let me tell you something. If this continues, I will come in after the guys do their
right.
The
Seth,
network.
Seth Travis and OJ. Right.
I will come in because we have 2 more hours here, and I will take calls. I will. I'll come in here, and I won't be home. I'm going to be late, and I'm going to come in and do a 2-hour show. For free, because so I don't want
to
listen to this guy complain about money.
What has
so I'm
to
just
happen?
Coming in.
I was going to offer you the regular rate there, but
no.
It's lower than your usual rate, I would put it that way.
But I will come in.
So what are the stipulations for you to come in?
And we'll have a rip fest.
Hopefully
I catch a good one.
Well, why don't you commit to Sunday?
The Atlantic Cave.
Stand in line. Right.
There's an opening Sunday if
you're
available. You got nothing going
Twice
on.
Twice birthday, I do have something going
Whose
on.
Whose birthday?
My wife's.
Wow.
Real? Oh, you remembered. Wow,
I'm
good
shocked
for
you remembered that.
Did you get anything?
Not yet.
Let's not push it, man. We're doing it's one thing at
I
a
mean,
time.
Look, can we congratulate him that he remembered? We have a celebration just for that.
Boy, you guys.
I'm happy for you.
Is there any reason for the dogpiling right now?
No,
I'm
staying
for the
out
Jaguars because I know you'll be in a horrific mood if they win.
I will.
And
over,
I kind of want you to ruin your wife's birthday
few
over
weeks,
a Dolphin game.
Should bring your wife
over
into
the next
the
few weeks.
Show. You and your wife do the post game on Sunday.
Listen, her mood doesn't get affected.
I know.
Whether we win
positive,
by 50 or
right.
lose by, well, hey. But whether we lose by 50 or 30.
Listen, no matter what, you didn't lose 91-0. That's all that matters.
Yeah, but even the non-sports fans know that Urban Meyer is one of the biggest scumbags we have running around, so.
You had to get that in. You know, I didn't. I thought we were going to go through a show where you didn't call him that.
No.
Zach, what do you got for us here?
Oh, man, you both, all three of us right now, glasses Zaffer Rum. That's what we need at this point. Why not? Why not two at this point? I'm excited to tell you about Zaffer Rum because it's an unbelievable product, and if you haven't tried it yet, you really need to. You need to go and get yourself a bottle of Zaffer Rum. Whether it's your favorite retailer, restaurant, or bar, ask them for it, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It's unlike any other rum I've ever had. It's aged in bourbon oak casks. So if you're looking for an upscale and luxurious spirit, there are two different bottles, the 21-year aged bottle or the limited edition 30-year aged bottles of Zaffer Rum, perfectly balanced with a taste of fruit and spice, an elegant aroma because of those bourbon oak casks, and it's great for top shelf cocktails, sipping straight up or on the rocks. Great with your favorite cigar as well. Even Cigar Aficionado magazine recommends Zaffer Rum by saying, with its spice and oak barrel flavors, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. So if you're a cigar guy out there or gal out there, get yourself a bottle of Zaffer Rum and see what I'm talking about. They also received an exceptional 95-point rating from the Beverage Tasting Institute. It's just another one of their prestigious awards they have there at Zaffer Rum. So like I said, it's your turn to enjoy it now, whether you're going to the bar this weekend or tonight, whether you're going to be at home all weekend long, you're going to your favorite restaurant, ask for Zaffer Rum. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. They are social media friendly, at Zaffer Rum, Z-A. F-R-A. Zaffer Rum reminds you to always drink responsibly. And remember, there is no rum without Zaffra.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We got two guests on the line right now, and we've been talking about cards for a while, grading cards, how much
well, you
cards
two,
are going for it, right?
You two really got into it here.
Yeah, and so the industry has taken, it's come back, and we're going to talk to Mark and Aaron Amarant, who now have a store opening up in Cooper City, AA Mint Cards, and the website is aamintcards.com. Because it's such a hot, not even hobby anymore, business now, wanted to talk to them, talk about the store opening up, and just see about the card industry as well. Mark, Aaron, how are you doing this morning? Thanks for coming on with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. And so people, we always wonder, because we're all pigs here about money on things. It's and plus the passion of sports. The value of cards, is this an all-time high for the most part? We talk about from time to time some of these cards, old cards and new cards and MVP cards, and we're talking about ridiculous amount of money. Are we seeing an explosion across the board on cards right now?
Yeah, you're seeing several cards that are trading in the $1 million and up range where 10, 20 years ago this never happened. It seems like every week in the news there's a $1 million card. We saw T206 Onis Wagner recently trade north of $6 million. We saw some some Jordans go off north of $2 million, and some LeBrons and Lucas that are in the $5-6 million range now. And the industry itself is just on fire. It's being looked at as an asset class, and you have institutional investors that are now putting in real investment dollars into something that used to just be a hobby.
So, Mark and Aaron, I want to ask you this. Let's just say there's a guy, he's an older guy, and he's got young grandkids, he's got a couple of grandsons, and he just wants to, as he slowly gets away from radio, just start getting into this a little bit. What would you recommend to him to just kind of get started and see some potential cards that might be good down the road for the grandkids?
Well, first of all, I would tell you to collect who you love. Because that's where it becomes a lot of fun. You know, focus on the sports and on the players that you really love. You know, we've seen a lot of people over the last few years that have focused on quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, and Mahomes, and Josh Allen. You know, and that's as recent as 3 years ago in 2018. Those are cards that could have been acquired for, you know, under $5 a piece, and now some of them are trading north of $25,000. So with the sports background that you guys, that your listeners have, they're able to scout out the players that they like, very much like fantasy sports, and just hang on to those cards because the ones that hit, they go up multiple thousands of percent. And can make a great investment as part of a portfolio.
All right, specifically.
And I'd also like to add before he finishes to get them graded as well to unlock the full value of them. So it's not like you're guessing on condition there. You can kind of have that value locked in with that grade.
I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to go in that direction. How does one go about getting a card graded? How does one go about maybe coming to you guys or contacting you guys to try to get something graded, PSA, so they know exactly what they can get, sell it for or how much it's worth?
So we offer two different types of grading at our store. Aaron, why don't you go into the two different types and how they can do that?
Yeah, so basically we are a PSA submission center. So that means you can bring the card to us and we'll help you through that whole submission process. PSA grading currently is only accepting the higher tier range of grading services, so it's a little bit more pricey. The other company that we deal with is called HGA, and they do a flat fee per card, so it doesn't matter how much value your card is, it still costs the same to grade it. And we send them out and get those graded for you, put in all the information, and we kind of act as that facilitator to make it a seamless process.
So I'm just kind of wondering, father, son, I know you guys love sports, obviously, to do this. What made you decide to open this store?
So our journey started last year, start of COVID. We were, you know, just like everyone, we were searching through our old stuff. And we discovered a Wayne Gretzky rookie card from my dad's youth. And back then it cost him about $25, you know, to buy that card. But looking at the current or the values back then with it graded, they were worth a couple thousand bucks. So what we did was we sent it off to PSA and we got it graded. And I had a vast knowledge of eBay. And so I helped them get it graded or get it sold. And then the light bulb went off. We started buying some players we really liked, who we think had a lot of value going into that football season that year. Started off with about like 25 or 30 graded cards. And now to this day, we have over 30,000, 40,000 cards.
Wow.
Wow. That sounds fun. You guys can enjoy it together. Right. Hey, real quickly, tell us about the store. When you guys going to open? So I got a new place to go. Close to my house.
Okay. The store is right across the street from Cooper City High School. We're in a brand new plaza there. We're right next to Clutch Coffee and Jeremiah's Ice Cream. It's 9630 Sterling Road. We had planned on having our grand opening this weekend, but we had a little delay on power with FPL, and FPL came through and just turned our power on yesterday, which means we'll be getting all of our permits finalized, and we will be opening the store next Saturday, which is going to be on the 23rd. We are going to be open from 10 to 6. We're going to be giving away free graded cards and also last boxes of packs. We're going to give away something nice every single hour for those people that come in. Take a look at the store. We're going to have over 2,000 graded cards all listed on the wall. And when I say on the wall, I'm also talking about up the wall, because we're going to have more graded cards on display than any other card store in Florida. And wow, that is going to be something special. In addition to having cards on the wall, we are going to have a huge selection of sealed wax boxes from all sports, including baseball, football, basketball, hockey, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering. Wow. We're going to be able to take whatever somebody is interested in, provide that to them, and at the same time, once the customer hits the nice cards, if they decide to open up their boxes there, we can help them with the grading process, and they can submit to either company on the spot. They can submit it through us. They don't need to ship it. They don't need to insure it. We are the processing center or submission center, and then they can pick the cards up back at our store as well. So whether it's buy, sell, grade, or even if you just need penny sleeves and top loaders, come on by the store. It's going to be like something you've never seen before, where technology meets the card hobby.
That's what we heard. That's like what the scouting report was down here in Miami, that something special is happening on Sterling Road there. So that's next Saturday.
That's right.
Next Saturday. Good, man. That's Atlanta Falcons home game. Hey, guys, Mark, Aaron, thank you so much for coming on. Tell us a little bit about the store. Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, guys. Right. Thank you. Have a great day.
That's Mark and Aaron Amarant joining us here. AAMintCards.com is the website. It'll be Cooper City, Florida, 9630 Sterling Road in Cooper City, across the street from Cooper City High School. Brand new plaza over there next Saturday.
Cooper City High School didn't lose 91-0. All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. I can't believe that, Zach. All these games, I'm all fired up about this weekend, including Cardinal Gibbons, St. Thomas, who don't like each other. And I was thinking, 91-0.
I thought it was someone messed up on the computer.
Said no
way. Walked out of the room and said, no way it is, and that's it.
So. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get. Hollywood finally said something. Hey, Chapman Partnership, I want to talk about here, man, for the homeless facility work that they're doing in Dade County. Thank you, guys. 25 years. Chapman Partnership has taken homeless facilities to a brand new level. It's real simple. It is. It's not just a bed and a bite to eat. It's not. It's the whole package of families and individuals that come to one of the two homeless facilities at Chapman Partnership in Dade County, and it's about getting back on a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care. I can't say any better than that. Mental health, they take care of. Medical, dental, babysitting services, why people are out looking for jobs, and they help you find jobs. They're doing so much good work. We got a homeless problem. Everybody knows that. You see it. You see it when you come to a stop sign. You see it all over the place. And right now, if you'd like to help and get involved and make a difference, Chapman Partnership and the work they're doing here at 560, we've been involved for a long, long time now, and we'd like for you to be involved and help people. The goal is within 90 to 120 days, have homeless people back out in their own place with a job, doing great. We check on them. It really is. It is a total package of feeling really good, being involved with something that really makes a difference. ChapmanPartnership.org/donate. Your generosity to Chapman Partnership helps transform lives year-round through the most difficult of times. Now more than ever, we need your help at Chapman Partnership. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.